Scary fairy, woke up early in the wood behind the dairy. I'm sure she saw a sight she swore she'd never seen before. A little girl in bonny jacket making such a fearful racket, heading for the cedar tree, bluebells way up past her knee. Girl should be out riding the dark wood, thought as it looked down and gave a terrifying frown. For the girl had on a riding hood, the colour of the deepest blood. So scary fairy Harold Curly was curious about this girlie, and scrambling from her tiny hollow, beat her wings and went to follow. Red Riding Hood was heading for the middle of the wood, where Scary Fairy knew her grandma's tiny cottage stood. Red Riding Hood passed the woodman pruning back some hedges. So Scary Fairy was quite wary and hovered round the edges, for she had seen him chop some of her favourite trees down dead. And once she'd heard a yet a wolf after chopping off its head. So Scary Fairy took the prairie, went through the garden of Mary Mary, who wasn't nearly as contrary as history has said. She skipped across some cockle shells, but tripped upon some silver bells, fell face first down a wishing well and landed on her head. But please do not be too alarmed, for Scary Fairy wasn't harmed. She merely couldn't see too clearly, although she could see stars. She whooshed her wand, the bruise dissolved, the scratches gone, the problem solved. She dried her wings and left the water and flew to find the woodman's daughter. ¶¶ Now, it's understood Red Riding Hood's granny wasn't feeling good. So she baked a cake with cinnamon and berries from the wood. She hoped the cake would make Gran better, stir her blood and make her fatter. And hopefully, the morning after, she'll be out of bed and full of laughter. What Riding Hood was not to know, a wicked creature was in tow. It stalked through the morning mist. It snorted, farted, coughed and hissed. Its yellow eyes were sly and devious. Red Riding Hood and he had previous. Riding Hood she never knew, but she once ate spicy wolf cub stew, and wolves have memories that last. It hid away as she went past and trotted further down the track, about to pay that young girl back. As he waited, bated breath, about to unleash certain death, his mind went back to late last fall when he'd made that secret call and tiptoed to the letterbox and saw it clearly down the hall. His cub's head hanging on the wall. He felt his claws begin to ball. He felt his fur begin to crawl. His only cub's head stuffed and mounted. The wolf lay still and slowly counted, and thought that when he got to 20, then surely that was time aplenty. Now, Scary Fairy very nearly missed a pathway cut twice yearly through the barley crops into the middle of the copse. She took it, pedal to the metal, snagged her wings on stinging nettles. It left her looking quite bedraggled, but Scary Fairy couldn't stop. Red Riding Hood, who never rushes, was slowly skipping to the corner. So Scary Fairy hid in bushes, out of breath, too late to warn her. And with the wicked wolf about, she clearly couldn't even shout. She held her breath. The wolf stepped out. It must be said, in fair disguise, sunglasses hiding angry eyes, purple tunic, waistcoat yellow, he looked a fine and dandy fellow. "Hello, fair maiden, lovely morning," said the tall and well-dressed stranger. Red Riding Hood forgot her warnings and anyhow did not sense danger, so she stopped there for a chat. The wolf removed his tall top hat and bowed low like a gentle person. Scary Fairy hid in bushes, wondering when things might worsen. "I'm off to see my granny," said the young girl dressed in red. "She's feeling very sickly and she's taken to her bed." The wicked wolf could feel a plan worm into his wicked head. A plan to leave Red Riding Hood and Granny both quite dead. He'd chew their bones and drink their blood and put their meat in pies. Behind his darkened glasses, there was hatred in his wicked eyes. scary fairy hidden bushes. And to her obvious surprise, the wicked wolf stepped back and let Red Riding Hood pass by. Now, Scary Fairy very nearly didn't stop to think or query what the wolf was up to as he waved the girl goodbye. But Scary Fairy saw the blurry vision that was Brown and Fairy bolting through the bracken, heading past a rundown sty where three pigs used to live until they branched out on their own. That's a different story, and it's one best left alone. The wicked wolf was galloping to get to Granny's first. He had to get to Granny's house and do his wicked worst. His tummy, it was rumbling, his throat was tight with thirst. But he galloped, and he galloped till his lungs were fit to burst. Red Riding Hood, who never rushes, skipped along oblivious. Scary Fairy hidden bushes and knew the things were serious. The wolf, he got to Granny's house and rapped upon her knocker. Now he had the perfect chance to absolutely shock her. And in a high-pitched voice, which sounded rather good and was a fair approximation of a girl called Riding Hood, he said, "Granny, it's Red Riding Hood, the youngest of your kin. I've things to make you better if you'll only let me in. I'm feeling weak and weary," a soft, sickly voice replied. "You'll have to lift the latch yourself and come to my bedside." The wicked wolf could feel a grin growing really wide. It was so easy peasy to trick himself inside. So he snatched the latch right off the catch, and that's when Granny died. He didn't suck her eyeballs out and squash them with his teeth. He didn't slurp her mince out and munch the soft bits underneath. He didn't lick her gravy or chew her to a pulp. He just started straight across the room and took her in one gulp. Mrs. Wolf had been around, she'd flinch at the suggestion, for she nagged him to eat slowly as he suffered indigestion. The wolf, he might have taken time, for he had lots to spare. Red Riding Hood, she never rushes and skipped along without a care, picking all the buttercups that sprouted everywhere. Although she tiptoed past a cottage that everybody knows is made of bits of chocolate and assorted Haribos, where a wicked witch is known to live, or so the story goes. Hansel said that Gretel said there are bits of licorice too, but nobody had seen this witch, and so the doubts had grew. Hansel and Gretel, is that story even true? It is, but it's a different tale. Scary Fairy knows a few. But at this moment, Scary Fairy Veckly very quickly flew back between the barley crop to the woodman, often added hops to make himself a brew, which he liked to sup a lot, and was developing a problem until Granny made him stop. She passed the sleeping beauty and she'd often tried to wake her, but the lazy cow was snoring, so she didn't even shake her. She heard the distant chant of "I-ho, I-ho, I-ho," but that's another cul-de-sac down which this story doesn't go. Thank you. She finally made the clearing, but the woodman's shed was locked. Scary Fairy quickly stopped and looked around quite shocked. She was so exasperated that she settled on a rock. Meanwhile, back at Granny's house, the wicked wolf, he ran amok. His nose in Granny's nooks and crannies, his hands in Granny's drawers. He retired to the bathroom after slamming all the doors. And when the wolf came out, well, it didn't look like him. Granny's floral dressing gown made the wolf look prim. He was wearing Granny's knickers and a pair of Granny's hose, and a pair of Granny's spectacles were resting on his nose. He picked up Granny's bonnet, which he placed upon his head. Then he checked the full-length mirror and he jumped in Granny's bed. Now, Scary Fairy only barely heard the rustle by the fir tree, which grew beside the peach and pear tree, silver birch and ash. But Scary Fairy traced the sound and floated round the muddy mound and found the woodman on the ground, gently snoring in the grass. And by his side, the fairy spied an empty whiskey flask. Now, Scary Fairy grew quite teary, a stateless fairy suffered rarely, and although feeling really weary, she pulled out hard on his moustache. The woodman's eyes, once tightly squeezed, opened wide, and then he sneezed. The Scary Fairy looked displeased as she landed halfway down the path. The woodman's eyes, bloodshot and blurry, focused on the little fairy and knew that something really scary had made this fairy interact. For fairies are just wisps of smoke that float upon your dreams, that hover in the half-light when nothing's ever as it seems. Fairies are just beads of light on crisp, fresh autumn leaves, a long-forgotten memory, a faint aroma on the breeze. The fairy pointed south-southwest. The woodman stumbled through the trees, cussing and a-cursing his confounded creaky knees. Meanwhile, back at Granny's place, the wicked wolf disguised his face. He put on some mascara with a tiny little brush and then pulled up the counterpane and settled in the hush. His pupils were dilated, his eyes were black as night. The wolfie was elated as he blew out Granny's light. And in the dark, Red Riding Hood came crunching up the gravel. She had no indication that her life would soon unravel. So he sniggered and he snickered and he giggled in the gloom. Red Riding Hood would soon appear in this very room, where he'd defeat her. Yes, he'd eat her. He would feast on human grub. The wicked wolf would soon avenge his one and only cub. Yes, he'd beat her and he'd treat her to an agonizing death. Red Riding Hood approached the door. The wicked wolf, he held his breath. Her elongated shadow made the darkness even blacker. The wicked wolf, he fought the urge to just get up and whack her. He had to get her in the room before he could attack her. For the dark wood, it has many eyes and wagging tongues that snitch and tell the tales of yesteryear. The dark wood is bewitched and packed with pixies, elves and trolls and weird things galore. The wicked wolf contained himself. Red Riding Hood knocked on the door. And in a croaky voice, which sounded quite uncanny, and a fair impersonation of Red Riding Hood's old granny, he said, "Come in, my darling. I've left the door ajar. Put down your wicker basket. Take off your hood and scarf. Soup simmers on the stove and there are logs upon the hearth. Come in, my dear, and warm yourself. I know you've travelled far and brought me soothing tonics from the goodness of your heart. The heart I'm going to fry up with your kidneys and your liver.
The wicked one thought to himself and felt his body shiver, but the sheer anticipation left his senses all a quiver. Now she may be full of whimsy, but Red Riding Hood's no fool. And true to form, she didn't rush to pull out Granny's stool. For a question nagged at Riding Hood, although she didn't ask it. How come Granny knew that she had brought a wicker basket? And two tufts of hair protruded from the bonnet on her head. Granny, what big ears you've got, Red Riding Hood soon said. All the better to hear you, dear, the wicked wolf replied. He held his nerve, he kept his calm, he looked her in the eyes. Granny, what big eyes you've got, Red Riding Hood then countered. All the better to see my only cub was stuffed and mounted. The wicked wolf thought to himself, but left that thought unsaid. He was nearly there. Red Riding Hood was 4 foot from the bed. Granny, that's a massive nose. How do you ever blow it? The wicked wolf was quite upset, although he didn't show it. For Mrs. Wolf, she liked his nose and thought it his best feature. He licked his lips. He couldn't wait to gobble down this creature. With a touch of salt and pepper and a teaspoon full of mustard, or he'd mix the meat with rhubarb and he'd cover in custard. Granny, what big teeth you've got, Red Riding Hood went on. Then the wicked wolf exploded and Red Riding Hood was gone. All his fancy recipes went straight out of his head. He just closed the difference quickly and he swallowed her instead. Been around, she'd have turned the air quite blue. For he didn't use a knife and fork, he didn't even chew. He just opened his mouth really wide and scoffed a little twerp and settled back on Granny's bed with one contented burp. Scary fairy led the surly woodman on a hairly, burly journey through the dark and dreary marshland that no ordinary person would traverse. With a canopy blocked out the light and turned the moon to darkest night, with goblins hiding out of sight who tried to steal your purse. With Rumpelstiltskin loud and leery from a town called Tipperary, who offered you 3 wishes and then left you with a curse. For the dark wood, it has many paths that twist and turn and fork, where countless people have got lost whilst on a morning walk. They may head east, they may head west, they may head north or south. They'd walk for miles and end up right back where they started out. But Scary Fairy knew the bog like the back of her own hand and quickly showed the woodman how to navigate the land, avoiding all the pitfalls like the harmless-looking sand that sucked you down and took your life and no one heard you scream. Scary Fairy knows these things. The things that Scary Fairy's seen. They finally made it through the marsh, emerging in a glade, where lots of forest animals jumped about and played. A tortoise slowly creeping past a hare that took a nap. In the dark wood, lots of stories tend to overlap. They finally got to Granny's house and wondered if it was a trap. Scary Fairy peered through a crack in Granny's curtain and couldn't see Red Riding Hood. The fairy was quite certain that Granny and Red Riding Hood were probably stone dead. They could only see the wicked wolf snoozing on the bed. Woodman, he was crying and in obvious distress. Scary Fairy knew that she had to rectify this mess. But nobody has ever told what truly happened next. It was always misreported by the trolls within the press. The trolls would always tell you lies and print misinformation and try to make the worst of any given situation. Your voice is at a certain pitch which causes faint vibrations, and they'd listen at the roots of trees to private conversations. Many facts were falsified, they used exaggeration to scare young children in their beds and terrify the nation. The woodman only used his axe to chop down Granny's door. It splintered, then it shattered, then he chopped it up some more. He didn't chop the wolf to bits, there was no blood and gore. Blood splatter on the ceiling and it's flopping on the floor. Scary fairy whooshed her wand, the wicked wolf began to snore. He didn't feel the fairy as she used her magic thread to tie his claws and paws to all four corners of the bed. He didn't hear the woodman as he shouted out in vain until the woodman slapped the wolf and the wolf woke up in pain. The woodman lost his temper and he slapped the wolf again. The wolf's head span, his nostrils ran with phlegm and snot and guff. His eyes were wide, he blubbed and cried and gave a strangled yelp. And from his distended stomach came a muffled cry for help. The woodman placed his ear against the wolf's big hairy tummy and was sure he heard Red Riding Hood screaming for a mummy, with Granny in the background trying to keep the young girl calm. The woodman, he picked up the axe, but Scary Fairy froze his arm. "It's dark in here. It's squishy. There's an awful stinky smell," said Red Riding Hood, who thought that she had died and gone to hell. Fairy knew that it was time to cast a spell. The woodman, he was frozen, the wicked wolf restrained. The fairy was content, the situation was contained. But Granny and Red Riding Hood were very close to death. She heard them rasp and gasp as they were struggling for breath. So she flew into the garden, where she picked some herbs and flowers and tried to do in minutes what would normally take her hours. She whooshed her wand and dried some plums, which turned them into prunes, then rummaged through the cupboards looking for some wooden spoons. She mashed the herbs and flowers and the prunes into a mush. Scary Fairy mashed some more and turned them into slush. She couldn't find a teapot, so she used a gravy boat and poured the whole concoction down the wicked wolf's big throat. The wicked wolf was squirming, for it was a potent brew. He thought he wanted to be sick, but did he want to poo? His insides, they were churning, there were cramps inside his tongue. And then the wicked wolf just farted and Red Riding Hood flew out his bum. She smashed into the sideboard in a heap of stinking mess and didn't like to think about the stains upon a dress. The wolf, he wasn't finished. His throat was feeling slick. He gave a sudden shudder and was violently sick. And beneath the prunes and carrots and the matted wool of sheep and the half-digested rabbits, Granny lay there in a heap. Now, no one knows this version, but I swear that it's a fact. The woodman didn't chop the wicked wolf up with an axe. Scary Fairy loosed his bonds. The wolf, he ran away. woodman was unfrozen until this very day. He didn't know what happened in that cottage in the wood. He gave Grandma a tender kiss, he hugged Red Riding Hood. And if the story didn't finish bad, well then, it must have finished good. This version, because fairies are quite shy. The scary fairy disappeared like a shooting star across the sky, burning bright, then fading out and landing in a hollow, where she dreamed of what adventures she was going to have tomorrow. But the wicked wolf is out there. The wicked wolf's not through. Red Riding Hood would now be dead if the wolf had learned to chew. The wicked wolf is out there. He'll be returning soon. You hear him in the woods at night, baying at the moon. He's crying for his baby, whose head hangs on a wall. The wicked wolf is out there. And one day he'll kill them all.
Thank you.